This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's still more from the Venezuela story that we started covering in the last hour. We actually got one full sentence into the story before we got diverted and just talked about, Jackie, you're referring to this as...
The term in economics is the resource curse, which is the correlation between countries that are rich in natural resources and export a lot of natural resources and poor outcomes with regards to human rights, democracy, and other non-resource-related economic development.
Yeah, right. And I started looking into the Human Freedom Index. Switzerland exports a lot of chocolate and army knives.
So those are manufactured goods. They're not natural resources.
Right.
Clocks.
Again, manufactured resources.
But, like, you have to grow the chocolate to be able to export.
Grow that in Switzerland.
What?
Cocoa beans?
Hold on. Swiss chocolate doesn't actually come from Switzerland?
Oh, dear.
Cocoa beans are from the Americas, honey.
Yep. South America.
My entire world is a lie.
And the Middle Americans.
Did you miss, like, the day they covered, like, the Aztecs and the Mayans?
Like, I knew that the Aztecs and the Mayans had chocolate.
So how did
And there's recorded documentation about prostitutes being paid with cocoa beans, so there is a connection between chocolate and sex, but I did not know that chocolate could not be grown
in
Europe.
Maybe it can be, but I don't know how much people do grow it in Europe.
Swiss chocolate.
I will have to look
it's
up.
A thing.
It is a thing. But it's
you know, like looking at some of these other countries in the top five of this Human Freedom Index, and we will get to the phones in just a second. Other countries in the top five: Hong Kong, New Zealand, Ireland, Australia. Not countries that are necessarily known for their exports of anything.
Right. And I think
other than Lord of the Rings movies.
Well, yeah, and I think there is something to this that if governments can become very rich and powerful simply off of their natural resources, then that is going to attract, like government does everywhere, the worst people to government. And
right.
Those people, if you control a government where you have 500 Google the zillions worth of oil,
right?
Then it's going to be awfully tempting to be a good ruler because you don't have to be.
And countries at the bottom of the list: Syria, Venezuela, in reverse order here: Syria, Venezuela, Libya, Yemen, Egypt, Iran, Algeria.
Right.
What do all those countries have?
Earl.
Yep. Oil and basically tyrants running the countries.
Yep.
Let's go to the phones where we've got Brian calling in from California. Brian, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I was just calling on a positive note for the Farm Bill with them testing organics. It goes back to that foodborne diseases that have been in, like, the lettuce and that type of stuff. A lot of states are doing anaerobic digesting where it's a process to get the methane gases released out of the organics, but you get the highest number of butane levels out of that food. But they're contracting, you know, there's E. coli and those types of diseases. But when they're mixing it back into a mixture of green waste in the state, you know, state of California is doing this. Many other states are doing organic laws. And so, you know, with them they're supposed to be testing it and making sure, you know.
And you said there was something about this in that farm bill that passed?
Yeah, well, they're going to be testing doing studies on the organics, which hopefully they'll figure that out because they're not requiring any of these anaerobic digesters. Where the state's been giving out a bunch of money through the CalRecycle organic waste program.
And now the money is coming from the feds for this?
Well, no. You said with the farm yes. bill, they'll be putting money into that.
Correct. Yeah, part of the farm bill. We didn't get into any detail on this little article I pulled up, but it was support for locally grown goods. A lot of that money is going to go towards, organic foods and doubling of funding, positive impact on local. Yeah, it's the same stuff. To me, again, my objections are economic, and I think it's just money wasted. But, you know, like this gentleman is discussing, there are probably unintended consequences to throwing a bunch of money at a state to say, make us more green, give us more organic food, because Whole Foods sells lots of that.
Right. And, Brian, thank you for the call. Appreciate Something it. Else where there's a lot of wasted money is in corn ethanol.
Yeah, that is huge. And we didn't really even touch on the levels of subsidies. We just kind of jokingly said more subsidies because
right.
there's always more subsidies. But the 2018 Farm Bill authorizes $400 billion worth of agricultural subsidies over the next 10 years. Now that, you know, $400 billion probably doesn't sound like a lot of money to people anymore because it's, you know, now we talk about deficits and debts in trillions. You know, we're talking about approaching $500 billion over 10 years. That's a sizable amount of money for producers, primarily of corn, sugar, wheat, cotton, and soybeans. These subsidies can go either one of two ways. It's either going to support your prices, so farmers always get it, and the U.S.
Yep.
taxpayer pays it at the grocery store and gets a check from the government, or it will be to remove production, so you're being paid not to produce, which still happens.
Right.
So during the break, we were talking about just the amount of subsidies received by your hometown, which I think you said is a population of 250 people.
Ballpark.
And they're getting, what, we added it up just from people you knew to $7.5
million.
And so that's like $30,000 per person. Not all of them are even in the farm business necessarily, but, I mean, there's just this huge influx of money coming into this small town.
Right. Well, I don't think anybody thinks of Ted Turner as a farmer, but he gets millions of dollars in farm subsidies every year because he has a lot of land in Montana.
Yeah, and without naming names, but I just...
Oh, I'll name Ted Turner by name. I don't care.
He doesn't want to name his old neighbors by name.
Oh, well, all right. Seriously, and I don't want to name some of my cousins by name, but honestly, that's a huge amount of money going to a very small town, and multiply that across every rural county in the United States, every rural town
right.
that has farming.
Now you said cousin. There's an opportunity for you here, because one of the outraged editorials I was reading about this farm bill mentions that they've expanded to extended family members who all from a family farm can apply for subsidies.
Right.
And so they've extended it now to include cousins, I believe. And you don't have to live or work on the farm.
So I could just say, I want my government check, too?
Yep.
You don't know me well, do you?
I know. I'm just saying you could.
what you're saying, yeah.
Get some money back. And it was something like over $100,000 per person was possible. So go through your records, add up everything you've ever paid in income tax, Social Security, and Medicare, and ask for it back.
There's a lot of Reitmans in my hometown, and they all farm.
Yeah.
So now triple, quadruple dip, and I'd just be set for life.
Just get your money back.
If I had no self-respect.
Well, if somebody steals money from you,
I don't.
Is it theft to steal it back?
That's always the argument libertarians love to debate, and I just don't want to play that game.
It is a lot of paperwork.
I understand that, and I there's so many programs I've qualified. I was in the military, there's just lots of things I could do to get money back or to get a benefit or things like that. And it feels wrong to me. And I don't belittle people who do it. And I understand that argument because there is a certain sense to it. It's just it's one that I can't swallow. And I don't know why that is. I just need to fix that. I just need to get on the government teat. TEAT.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. Plus, hopefully we'll get back into this Venezuela story that we've, again, gotten one sentence into.
Are we at two now or still at the first?
No, still at the first.
Okay,
about the Goodyear tire shop shutting down in Venezuela. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
When do you want to spot that burglar? When he's casing your home or after he's in? Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while his family was home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a package thief. Blink motion-activated cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. Save up to a whopping 40% off all add-on cameras and systems through December 22nd while supplies last. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time you spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-5617 and use promo code FTL. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And it's Bitmas. Did you know, Chris, that it was bitmus?
I had heard that it was bitmus.
The 10 days of bitmus are coming to a close tomorrow, and the special offer today for those of you that use Bitcoin, head over to store.bitcoin.com, and they're offering 35% off all swag and hardware wallets, as well as a special gift with all orders when you use the code MERRYBITMAS. 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 Again, over at the Bitcoin store from Bitcoin.com. And there's also all kinds of news that you will find over at Bitcoin.com. And I'm not sure if that's where the story about Venezuela putting all pensions on the petro. But yeah, I know that Bitcoin.com has covered the petro.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll get into that here in just a moment. But jumping back into the article about Goodyear Tire deciding to close down their shop in Venezuela, where they had been making tires for some amount of time as part of a severance package. And this is really the surprising part, is that the employees are getting a severance package, and the severance package is tires, 10 of them.
Unfortunately, well, do they have any ships that are still floating and allowed to
export? I think
they're
floating, but they're not allowed to do anything.
Right, so you can't really sell them elsewhere, for example, to countries where it have populations that have money.
Well, you could sneak across the border into Colombia.
You could. Colombians will put one over your head and then pour gasoline over your body.
Now, I do want to note that the tires are in addition to their legally mandated severance pay that they have to give their employees. But yeah, if they can't get the tires out of the country regardless, why not?
Right.
I mean, they're just going to sit there and rot, or the government will come along and nationalize the factory because, as we were talking about, they made it illegal to close things and use
right.
that as an excuse to seize the business.
Yep. Right. There was the story a couple of years ago about what was referred to as Socialist Barbie, where there was, I love the look of confusion on your face. There was a Barbie doll that was made for Venezuela. And, well, because the inflation rate is somewhere hovering in the 1,000,000% now.
Annually.
The cost of said Barbie wound up being higher than what the federal, or whatever, I think they consider it a federal government there in Venezuela, but the Venezuelan government said, you must sell this for this amount.
Yes.
It doesn't matter that that is less than what your cost was. You must sell this.
Yeah, there was a whole Christmas season where they were listing the prices of every toy.
Right, and then, like, I think one of the toy store owners said no, and then the government just came in and took all of the toys and
yes.
then gave them to kids in Caracas.
Yes.
So every little boy and girl in Caracas got a Socialist Barbie for Christmas one year.
Yeah. What's great is if you Google Socialist Barbie, there's the stuff from 2014, but also
pictures of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yep. She is now messing up.
Too easy.
Yeah. No, seriously. Like, apparently people are calling her Socialist Barbie too now. So I'm just very amused that since she's been elected, she's now messing up the search results for Socialist Barbie.
Hey, all I've got to say is people are saying she needs to keep her mouth shut. I'm speaking to you as a national syndicated radio host, no, she needs to keep talking because she will be entertainment and learning lessons for the next 20 years.
I want her to keep her mouth shut because we have the same degree and she is making mine worthless.
Oh,
honey.
God.
all bachelor's degrees are becoming worthless.
Yes, but it used to be if you had a bachelor's degree in economics, nobody knew what that meant because you can't be an economist without a master's or PhD.
Right.
So if you just have a bachelor's degree in it, nobody knew what that meant, but they thought it's kind of like finance or accounting, right? And so you could slip into jobs that say accounting or finance or related degree required.
Right.
Now that she's running around and saying all the stuff she's saying.
We need to invent things that haven't been invented yet.
Yeah, and bragging. Well, no, I mean, we do need to invent things that haven't been invented yet. It's just a bad way to put it. I mean, innovation is good.
Yes.
But, yeah, by running around and not only saying all this crap, but also talking about how, oh, she knows what she's talking about because she's got a bachelor's degree in economics. I'm like, no, please stop. People used to think that meant I knew things.
So let's jump back to Venezuela. Employees, or rather the former employees of Goodyear in the city of Valencia, showed up to work at the company's plant and discovered a letter posted to the door that, according to Bloomberg, said Goodyear Venezuela has been forced to cease operations. An employee confirmed to Bloomberg that more than 1,200 employees were being laid off as a result of the move. Edward Brimo, a member of Goodyear's factory workers union, said that the company is paying severance packages to more than 1,200 employees and giving each 10 tires, which are hugely valuable in shortage-racked Venezuela. According to Brimo, the plant produced about 1,000 tires a day, but a lack of materials and soaring cost forced it to shut its doors. At first blush, doling out an additional 10 tires on top of legally mandated severance payments may seem strange, but as Reuters points out, they hold enormous value amid chronic shortages in Venezuela. Economic conditions in the country have deteriorated in recent years, leading major companies to close up shop. Ford, for example, began offering buyouts last week to employees at its operation in Venezuela. Goodyear confirmed the closure in a statement to The Hill and pinned blame for the decision on economic conditions in Venezuela and U.S. sanctions on the company or on the country. Goodyear told The Hill via statement, Goodyear Venezuela has made the difficult decision to stop producing tires. Our goal has been to maintain its operations, but economic conditions and U.S. sanctions have made that impossible.
Huh. So, I'm just trying to see any light at the end of the tunnel for the Venezuelan people. I just don't. The more the poorer that the government down there acts, the poorer the results of the inevitable results of these socialist programs and centralized government become,
and
the more you're going to have idiots like Donald Trump who are going to do the exact opposite of what should be done.
Right, and there's going to be somebody somewhere that is screaming at the radio right now saying, well, just vote the bombs out. Well, in theory, that's good in theory, but when you have an election system like they have in Venezuela where everybody that is opposed to Nicolas Maduro is prevented from running against Nicolas Maduro.
He's pretty much a shoo-in, I think.
You can't really vote the bums out.
There you go.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, there's some news about the Petro, and it ain't good.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You know how- USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Bomb threats emailed to multiple locations across the country. This triggers evacuations and sweeps of several buildings. Threats in New York, Washington, D.C., San Francisco, Seattle, Miami, and Atlanta, where the Super Bowl will be in February. Email threats also being received at locations in Vancouver, Ottawa, and Toronto, Canada. USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
Dozens of bomb threats are being reported across the country at government buildings, banks, libraries, schools, and other businesses. The threats allegedly stem from a mass email where an unknown writer demands Bitcoin in exchange for safety. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
President Trump at the White House discussing his chief of staff search.
We're interviewing people now for chief of staff, yes. Five people. Really good ones, mostly well-known, but terrific people.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Jackie.
And we've been sort of all over the place talking about the legalization, supposedly, of industrial hemp, how the DEA might still wind up considering industrial hemp to be a Schedule I controlled substance because, well, reasons. And then the Chinese buses in New Mexico that are actually Californian buses, but they're made by a company that is owned by a Chinese company. Basically, somebody called in and was like, I heard a thing. And, well, yeah, all of those words were in the news story, just not in that order.
I think any of our regular listeners will automatically go, that must have been a Seracol. If
yes.
you don't know what a Seracol is, we encourage you to listen to Free Talk Live because we have some very interesting regular callers.
I think it's a multi-year performance art project. Like somebody is writing scripts.
It's
and
a really interesting theory.
I think there's a multiverse where Sarah does know what she's talking about. Unfortunately, it's not this one.
As possible.
And then we started talking about Venezuela. And what Jackie, I've never heard the term before, but you said there's a term called the resource curse, and then we sort of started looking into the Human Freedom Index a little bit, and then circled back around to Venezuela, and well, Goodyear Venezuela shut down because they didn't have the stuff to make tires anymore.
And in the past, when companies have shut down factories, the government just comes along and says, you can't do that, and seizes the factory. So,
and that's happened in Venezuela with
many times.
A bunch of different industries.
Right, and it's not like America where we have freedom. And if that were to happen up here, then the government would take all the taxpayer money and prop up the company.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Right.
But, or what Donald Trump is threatening to do with, was it GM that said they're shutting down a plant in, like, Ohio and Michigan?
Right.
And he's like, we're going to just raise taxes on them. We're going to make them pay and show them that we're boss, because you can't just close a plant that's not productive.
Speaking
anymore.
Of dumpster fires.
Yeah, and I think
the Trumpster
is
fire.
Is it too late for me to change my 2016 vote to dumpster fire?
I think so.
Or giant meteor.
Well, we got Trumpster fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man.
But I mean, I think what it is Goodyear knows that once they pull out, the government's going to come along and seize whatever's left. So if you're sitting on a huge stock of tires that you can't move out of the country to sell.
Right.
Do you want them to go to the government, or do you want to give them to your employees?
Yeah. You can
so
do
the,
a, you
the
can
employees
do
got
judgment.
10 tires as part of their severance.
Yes.
It's not bad.
So remaining in Venezuela, at least with the news here, there's some kind of story about pensions going onto the Petro.
Right.
Which is that supposed cryptocurrency that doesn't appear to actually ever going to actually exist. So first they were going to release this thing as an Ether token and do an ICO, and then at the last minute they wound up changing it to, was it XEM or EOS?
They bounced around, and it looks like it's a copy of the Dash blockchain, and
a lot of the
things that they're doing are...
Right, so I actually read the white paper, the original white paper, for the Petro, where it said that they were going to release the thing as an Ether token and then run something on a blockchain. And it's like, that's not how these things work.
Right.
That's not how any of this works. But now they appear to at least be putting out a white paper for a standalone something that's not a token on somebody else's platform that, by the way, they never actually sold any. But Nicolas Maduro still tried claiming that they raised like $3.5 billion in the first day.
Yeah, Maduro lies. That's the first rule.
He's a politician.
Right.
Of course he lies.
Yeah, the second thing is, without getting into too many details, suffice to say that the Venezuelan government has promised to release a cryptocurrency because their regular currency is so devalued.
Right, and they just dropped
government.
5 zeros from the currency.
Just shaves it. Just haircut it. Just take that off.
Yeah.
So basically they've done that, and they've said that everybody's going to go to the Petro. Now, what is unique here is Venezuela is in the same condition as the city of Chicago. And
they've got good deep dish pizza and a crime problem.
And the state of California and most municipalities, and that they don't have enough money to pay the retirements of all those people that they promised they were going to pay retirements to.
Right.
So the Venezuelan government has reportedly begun converting pensioners' monthly payments into its controversial cryptocurrency, the Petro. According to the Caracas Chronicles, an English-language political and economics blog based in the country, the government has recently been taking the bolivars, the country's current fiat currency,
the Bolivar Soberano,
there you go, paid to its elderly residents and automatically swapping them for Petros, the new cryptocurrency.
And the Petro, by the way, that, again, doesn't actually exist, is soon going to be the only way that Venezuelans are going to be able to get a passport.
That's interesting.
Pasaporte.
So This is really the shaft. It's we're not going to give you any more of our really crappy government money. Instead, we're going to give you
a completely non-existent money.
Exactly. This is the epitome of the emperor has no clothes.
We're giving you, like unicorn wishes and pixie dust.
Yes.
Why have one hyperinflating currency when you can have two?
We know that's where it's going to go. Yeah. That's absolutely where it's going to go, because they are not going to be able to resist the ability to create new currency out of thin air.
Right, because
cryptocurrencies make it even easier to do that.
Unlike most other cryptocurrencies that within the white paper it says, here's the formula for how new currency comes in and here's the cap. That's not in the paper for the Petro.
Well, it really doesn't matter what's in the paper. What it really comes down to is...
Right, I'm just saying that, like, they're not even pretending put a cap on.
But even when we talk about cryptocurrencies like Ethereum or Bitcoin or lots of things, you really have to have a strong method to make changes. Changes need to be extremely hard to make for things not to go wrong, and we've seen that in a number of cryptocurrencies. So people who criticize cryptocurrencies and say, well, you can just make more out of thin air, and along come the crypto guys, and we're like, no, you can't. That's impossible because it's all in the code. Well, it's all in the code as long as everybody who's maintaining that network agrees that it should always be in the code.
Right.
And that's a big thing.
And you have to assume that the white paper they put out saying, like, this is how it works is actually truthful. And my understanding is that they've actually changed the white paper since...
Several times.
Yeah.
Several times.
And like, the latest one is they just basically copied Dash.
Yes.
Or didn't necessarily copy the front, but just copied from their white paper and said, oh, yeah, it works like that.
Well, they changed it all to Spanish, too. The original Dash white paper was in English.
Yeah. Well, and
so
there's
now
the...
now theirs is in Spanish.
There's the claim... And I think they were talking about this on Tuesday night, the claim that, oh, well, Dash is just, like taking off like wildfire in Venezuela. Well, there's a bunch of reports that that's absolute bunk, and people are just, taking the Dash masternodes for a ride because Dash has one of these systems to where people can put forth a proposal and say, I want to do X, give us money. And, well, if you make up a really good story about how you're going to give everybody in Venezuela some Dash, you'll get some money. And then you, talk to a friend that says, hey, so let's, film a transaction and say that it's happening everywhere.
Ah.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel
will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in now. Plus, there's also the Discord on-air call-in lines over at discord.lrn.fm. And we'll jump back into this story about the Petro in just a second. But want to make sure that I tell you about the Ronald McDonald House charities, because next October, I know it's still a ways away, but next October I will be running the Chicago Marathon representing the Ronald McDonald House charities in the Chicago Marathon. And as a member of Team RMHC, I'll be training, fundraising, and ultimately running 26.2 miles to help keep families together during a stressful time. Just $25 can provide dinner for a family, and $80 can give a family a room for a night at a Ronald McDonald House. Help me raise $2,000. The minimum goal is $1,250. But I want to raise $2,000 for the Ronald McDonald House because I've needed to use their services before, so I know how important the Ronald McDonald House is. You can donate over at rmhc.fppradio.com. That's rmhc.fppradio.com.
Now, we've been talking about this report out of Venezuela that says that the Venezuelan government is no longer going to pay pensioners, people who receive money after they have retired, in the Bolivar. The Bolivar, what is
Soberano? The Sovereign Bolivar.
Sovereign
Bolivar. Which replaced the Bolivar Fuerte, which was the strong Bolivar, which replaced the regular Bolivar.
I'm waiting for the Bolivar Muerte. Do I have that right? I think I do.
I think you got it close enough.
Okay, good enough. And they talk about a
pet. I would also like to see the Bolivar Mas Dura, which is I think, more strong. But it sounds so close to Maduro.
There you go.
Yeah.
So basically, instead of you getting your money in their ridiculously hyperinflated currency, they are going to give you a cryptocurrency that, as near as we can tell, still does not exist.
Right.
Notably, this conversion happened after the government first sent payments in fiat to residents' web wallets, meaning the Venezuelan government sent pensioners their funds, withdrew them, and replaced them with an equivalent value of petros. How pensioners would be able to use their unrequested petros is unclear, as they are not generally accepted. However, it seems to be possible to convert them back to bolivars via a complex process, according to the Post. To make matters worse, the value of the petro relative to the bolivar is unstable, rising from 9,000 to more than 15,000 over the course of a few weeks.
Now, they're also saying that they're going to stop selling oil for U.S. dollars and start taking petros in payment for oil instead. And if they move around to the point where, like, you have to buy some of this petro cryptocurrency to buy oil, that could be one way to just sort of force there to be some sort of value to the currency.
Right. So what they're probably going to wind up doing, and it doesn't sound like they've stated this yet, they will declare it to be legal tender and then force Venezuelans to use it, kind of like what the tyrant Lincoln did when he had the Treasury issue currency, where what was it, 1863? The U.S. federal government did not print dollar bills.
No paper
money. They issued coins, which is something authorized in the Constitution.
Paper. Yeah, the Constitution, that's what it is.
Paper, you could probably use it to exchange for, like, you know, a sandwich. The Constitution could be considered currency. So prior to the tyrant Lincoln, there were no legal tender laws in the United States, and there was no U.S. Treasury note. And I know that there are some libertarians that they sort of fantasize about the Treasury issuing money again for some weird, twisted reason.
I liked it when you were free to use whatever money you wished.
And, yeah.
And
we weren't alive then, though.
That's true, but I can pretend. In my dreams, I am.
Yeah.
But some of the most traded currencies were the Spanish, what was it? Not the Spanish pieces of eight and things like that. Things that.
Yeah, I know the ones you're talking about.
But those were traded just like you would pay for things with a dollar.
Right.
I was just going to say, you say forcing them, you're making legal tender and forcing them to use it. Do you mean like prohibiting them using any other form of currency? Because right now I think it already is accepted as payment in Venezuela. Like the government's already making people take it as payment, aren't they?
The petro is completely non-existent. Yeah. No one can accept it. No one can use it. How do you use a non-existent currency?
They haven't gotten there yet. That's going to be their goal, absolutely. And why wouldn't you? If you're coming up with yet another currency to fail, at some point, you have to require people to take it, because that's the only way.
And it would not surprise me if they're wanting everybody to use the petro. Would not surprise me at all if they do wind up making it criminal to use anything other than the petro.
That's what authoritarian states do.
Knowing how poorly the internet and the utilities are in Venezuela, how reliable will a cryptocurrency system actually be if nobody can reliably wind up connecting?
Well, let me lay out my predictions. Number one, the petro will fail, and it will fail for numerous and varied reasons. That's not a big step here. But to your point, you brought up whether they would require other buyers of their oil to pay for them with petros. I think it'll get to that point where they will try that and it will fail miserably, because when you get out of Venezuela and you get into the crypto world, it is pretty much a free market. You can go buy, if it actually got on exchanges from your desk, you could buy it off of exchanges in Japan, Australia, the United States.
I don't think they'll put it on exchanges because part of the white paper thing says that you have to be a Venezuelan to use it.
Right, but if they get past this idea that we're going to force it down our own people's throats, and if anybody wants to buy Venezuelan oil, then they're going to have to buy Venezuelan currency to buy it with. I could. It's not outside the realm of insanity for me to see this coming out of Maduro.
Well, and the problem is, though, is oil is a commodity. So if you need oil, you don't have to buy it from Venezuela. You can buy it from any oil producer. It's not like Venezuela oil has that special taste to it that, you know, makes
oh,
people...
Oh, no, it's got cocaine in it.
Yeah, that distinguishes
that might,
it.
That
like,
might work, yeah.
It's just a total
it's got the
commodity.
Right. Now, yeah. if Maduro came out and he said, you know what, we're going to sell Venezuelan oil at $10 less a barrel than anywhere else in the world you can buy it, providing you pay for it with this, that might get short-term sales going.
Right.
But I don't think that currency with the Venezuelan government behind it is ever going to have traction.
Yeah, because nobody's
going to have faith in it.
Yeah, nobody wants to be caught holding it when it all falls apart.
Exactly.
So, right. You know, we've talked about kind of the definition of money, and one of the essential components is it has to be a store of value, and I don't think anybody believes that the petro will be a store of value long term.
Yeah, because it currently doesn't exist.
Right. And if it does exist, if it came into existence right now, I would not have faith that it will be a store of value for the next 30 seconds.
I would rather set my computer up to mine pixie dust, which is also completely non-existent. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, first of all, hey, I missed Sarah's call. What did she say about the buses?
She said that they were Chinese buses and were being shipped back to China because they were defective.
And it
turns out that they were made in California and they're going back to California because they were defective.
It is a Chinese company, though. She got that part right.
Right. And according to a book I read, the wheels go round and round.
But in this case, the brakes don't work, so the problem is the wheels don't stop going round and round.
No details.
And then pedestrians get run over.
Yeah. I really think that Sarah's, like, whole story with the buses and pedestrians, I think it's like this elaborate performance art piece, and she's building this, like, massive multi-year plot one call at a time.
Actually, what she says is fairly factual, but that's funny you should say that, because when I first heard Sarah, and Sarah, if you're listening, hi, this was like a decade ago. When I first heard Sarah, I literally, and I was in the movie business at the time. I'm not an actor, but I was just doing background stuff and stand-in stuff and whatever. And I thought that she, because there's a local movie scene, I thought she was one of the local actresses practicing her craft, and because she was calling into the local radio station with, you know, with being Sarah. And I thought she was
Sarah.
Yeah, and I thought she was being an actress, and she was doing an exceptional job of pulling one over on all of the
local
guests.
David, thank you for the call. We're out of time for tonight, but always online at Free Talk Live.
Offer now valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.